Right. So just a general discussion about the 77 team and what just achieved. Your sudden rise from the dark, from the days of 74, where you were probably ranked, according to Jimmy, 31st behind the Kilkenny footballers, and then you just made your big climb. What I'm more going to aim this towards is, versus the 2002 team had a steady path, well, not a steady path, but a gradual climb, whereas the 77 team just had a big, massive jump. Now, that makes it a wee bit more unique, and some feel that it's not a bigger achievement than the 02, obviously, because you just lost the final, but it's a wee bit more unique. I just want to get just a general discussion on the 77 team.
So you just got me wrong.
Just work away, it's your own pace. It's not a strict interview, like.
Probably looking off at the start of that year, we had no intentions or no belief that we were going to be in an All-Ireland final. But sometimes when you get a group of boys together and you win a couple of matches, the whole thing changes.
Mm.
And it was Peter Meacham actually 3 years before, 4 years before that, to come in and said he was going to get a team and going to build a county board and build a support unit around the team, which we never had. You know, you turned up sometimes, you never know who was going to be there.
Yeah.
You didn't know whether we could field the team. You'd be looking in the crowd. 1 or 2 days we had to look in the crowd to see if the next player there we could take in. So that's how bad it was before that. But that year we started off, I can't remember how the league went, but I know the championship matches, one by one, we stepped it up. And the first game was the game against Cavan in the Athletic Grounds, where we were very, very poor the first half. We were 10 points down at half time. And whatever happened that day, Tom McCreese was inspirational at that time. Well, we had good players. We hadn't proved ourselves at a high level. But Tom McCreese used to hit the table regularly and say, this could be my last game and I don't want it to end here. And at that day at half time, I remember Tom hitting the table that day. But whatever happened that day, there was a full house in the Athletic Grounds. And we got the first couple of scores after half time. And the crowd lifted, we lifted, and we bombarded Cavan the whole of the second half and won by a point. And I could be wrong, I think it was Noel Malley scored the winning point. But from a team that was 10 points down to turn around and totally dominate the whole 30 minutes and win by a point, that gave us an awful lift mentally as a team and as individuals and our supporters, that maybe this could be the year. But you always live in hope that some of these years you'd do it, and when time was ticking away, it certainly got us going. And then we played Monaghan in the semi-final in Dungannon. And we were winning that easy enough. Cam McCreese went off, dislocated his shoulder and went off. And Monaghan come back at us a wee bit. But we won that. And all of a sudden, we were in an Ulster final for the first time in 20 or 30 years. And the team just spread like wildfire. The unfortunate thing was we were playing a team called Derry, who hammered us the two previous years before in Omagh. Beat us by 25 and 29 points, I think it was. So, in one way, it was a good thing. We were going in as underdogs. And the one thing we knew, that the team that Derry beat the two previous years was not the team that Derry were meeting in 2000 or in 1977. And we got Thomas McCreesh back, miraculously, I don't know how he got back after this to get the shoulder. And Derry tested his shoulder early on in the game, and the fact that Thomas weathered a few of the big hits early on and put a few Derry boys on the lash, so he gave us a lift and said, let's go for this. And we actually played well, and they threw Evan at us and couldn't beat us, and we won. The Miners also played that day, and I think they drew in the final against Down. They were unlucky to draw, and that was a big, all those wee things, all the wee factors, were all pluses. So to win that brought us to a level that we never believed. And what happens then, with good players, we gelled fairly well as a team, and we started to play with our chest out, shoulders back, heads up, and there was no greater leader than Jimmy. Jimmy probably was 20 years ahead of his time. He was a very intelligent player. He's one of the few players you could. I remember him, he'd shoulder the ball and hold a man off and shoulder the ball and point it the direction he's going to put the ball into. So when you had boys like that, Peter Loughran, probably the best corner forward in Ireland for 10 years, Larry Cairns, Jim McCare, only a young lad coming, Brian McAlinden, which proved to be one of the best keepers for the next 20 years. Paddy Moriarty, inspirational. Noel Marley, Jody Gandhi, Dennis Stevenson, great guys in the defence. Kevin Rafferty, one of the most wholehearted men you'd ever meet. And, Kevin was coming to the end of his career as well. he turned into a great player. So McKinnick in the middle of the field, one of the best catchers of the ball in the country. You know, so all those things put together, and everybody to improve 20%, which we did, made us a very formidable team. You know, so to do that was unbelievable, and then we found ourselves in an All Ireland semi final.
Yeah, that was common. You said there in the prior years, you were struggling to get numbers. Like there was very few coming to the training, very few fans going to matches. Why do you think that was? I know things when a team's, you can see it maybe in local clubs now. Like when a team's not going well, people just don't bother going. Was it more that, or was it back in the generation where people afraid to travel due to the troubles?
Well, it was a bit of troubles, but it was mostly that there was no desire. 50-50. Well, you know, you can play, but you're not going to win anything. A couple of years before that, there was no work for me, and I had to go to England. And I come home 9 times that year. 7 National League matches, lost to 7 of them. Under 21 Championship, lost it. And the first round of the Ulster Championship, lost it. So 9 times I come home, the day for Armagh, I lost the 9 matches. And I was that embarrassed, I never even went back to England. I stayed at home, I didn't even go back to my clothes and that. And I said, that's it, I'm going to stay here and play football. But it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
So you can only take so much of that, but we had a group of boys who didn't want that no more. And when we got a taste of success by beating Cavan and the atmosphere that day in the Athleticgrounds, the Athleticgrounds was very close. The crowd was in and happy, and 10,000 people in there that day, and the noise that they were making, it electrified not only themselves, the whole pitch, but electrified us.
Yeah.
And we wanted what sort of more than that. And we knew then, after winning that match here, there's a chance here. And then getting to the final, there was a good final against Derry, and when we won it, and the whole place went mad then.
Yeah.
And then there was the fact that you had this sort of sense of trying to bring the things down there so that we could prepare for an All-Ireland semi-final. And lucky enough, we were playing Roscommon, and it wasn't a Kerry or a Dublin, so we knew we had a chance to get into the final.
But just keep playing this because it might time out. Just watch the Roscommon game. These are off the semi-final teams, but 2 good games. Going by the scorelines, like it's very hard to get footage. 3-9 to 2-12 in the first, and then 15-14 in the second. They mightn't be accurate. Probably.
Yeah, it was 2 great games, 2 intense games. But we were going in against Roscommon. As you say, if it had to be a Dublin or a Kerry, we mightn't have been as confident and into it. But the funny thing is, we played with Scotland that year in the opening of Wolf Tone's pitch, and probably they're probably learned a wee bit more about us than we learned about them that day. But the fact that we had the leaders and the characters that we later had, those mistakes made and we recovered, and the fact that we got a draw after playing probably none the whole day. I think it was the first game that Dermot Early, the great Dermot Early, missed the 50 at the end. Our manager, Jay O'Neill, ran across the field and said something to him that probably isn't repeatable. But poor Dermot hit the ball low and hard and it went wide. So we were lucky to come back into that game and survive. And then we knew more about them then, and then it was tit for tat in the replay. And we I think it was just a couple of points in the end.
Yeah.
But it was an unbelievable feeling. To see the photographs now, looking back, Croke Park was a sea of orange. It was just unbelievable. There wasn't a shade left in Armagh at the time. But the disappointing thing was we met one of the great teams in Dublin, who are probably having one of the great games of the century with Dem and Kerry. And the bottom line is, we weren't as good as them, unfortunately. Now, we had chances in the match. And never forget, after half time, we were 6 points down. Sean Devlin took the shot, hit the foot of the post. If that had to win, it was 3 points down. They went up the field and scored a goal 9 points.
That's going to be a show here.